While she made us hot cornmeal cereal, toast, or pancakes, she'd complain about having nothing to live for and how she'd rather be dead. Those were the good mornings. The really awful mornings were the ones when she'd talk about how she was going to kill herself that day. I remember how terrified I felt, wondering what would happen to us if my mother killed herself. Who'd take care of us? Father was gone nearly all the time. One morning I asked my mother, "Mama, if a mother dies, what will happen to her children? Who will take care of them?" Mother was very matter-of-fact in responding to me. "Oh, the children will be all right. The priesthood will give their father a new wife. The new wife will take care of them." By this time I was about 6. I looked at her and said, "Mama, I think that Dad better hurry up and get a new wife." I was beginning to notice other things about the world around me. One was that some of the women we'd see in the community when we went shopping were wearing dark sunglasses. I was surprised when a woman took her glasses off in the grocery store, and I could see that both her eyes were blackened. I asked my mother what was wrong, but the question seemed to make her uncomfortable, and she didn't answer me. My curiosity was piqued, however, and every time I saw a woman in dark glasses, I stared at her to see if they were covering strange, mottled bruises. What I did love about my mother was her beauty. In my eyes, she was gorgeous. She dressed with pride and care. Everyone in the community thought she was an exceptional mother. But that was the public facade. In private, my mother was depressed and volatile. She beat us every day. The range was anything from several small swats on the behind to a lengthy whipping with a belt. Once the beating was so bad I had bruises all over my back and my legs for more than a week. When she hit us, she accused us of always doing things to try to make her miserable. I feared her, but my fear made me a student of her behavior. I watched her closely and realized that even though she slapped us throughout the day, she never spanked us more than once a day. The morning swats were never that intense or prolonged. The real danger came in late afternoon, when she was in the depths of her sorrow. My father criticized her constantly. The house was never clean enough.